My name is Rebecca Adelman, and I am a television writer.
When you were doing your BA at U of T, did you ever think you would end up writing on a comedy show in LA?
Yeah, it became pretty clear pretty quickly that I didn't want to pursue academia. I didn't want to be a doctor. I didn't want to be a lawyer. I wanted to write. I knew I wanted to write and write something. I had these illusions of, like, I'll be a novelist. I'll be, like, a great Canadian novelist. But I also had tacked up on my walls, you know, a collage of Conan O'Brien in my dorm room wall. So I always veered towards doing something a bit sillier and trying to make people laugh. I took a class. As you know, I went to Humber College. I took a comedy writing and performance program. And there was a sitcom writing class taught by a great guy called Lauren Froman. And he forced us, our homework was to, you know, write a spec script. And a spec script is when you write an existing episode, or an episode of an existing TV show. So I would write my version of a 30 Rock, or my version of a New Girl. And so I was doing that, and I was loving it, and it was something I knew I wanted to do more of. And so I eventually moved to LA, got myself a visa, and just started trying to do comedy and write here.
It's funny you bring up 30 Rock, because I think a lot of people, when they think of TV writers, they sort of picture that show. And I wonder if TV writers are actually, as weird as the writers you see on 30 Rock.
Yes. Short answer, yes. I mean, 30 Rock is obviously a bit cartoonish and heightened, probably one of my favorite shows of all time, but it's mining a certain core truth, which is that this is a weird job that attracts a lot of nerds, geeks, somewhat social misfits, people who both like to tell stories but also like to goof around and kind of don't take anything seriously. Actually, one of the highlights of my job now is that I get to work with a woman, Kay Cannon, who was on 30 Rock for 6 seasons. She was there from season 1 and up until last season. And I would see her name on all the episodes I watched, and I heard a lot about her, and now I get to, she's my colleague. And so that's, you know, in some respects, that's a little bit of a dream come true.
What's your typical day like as a TV writer?
Your typical day, you start at around 10 or 10:30. You screw around a little bit off the top. You dig into whether you're breaking a story or trying to figure out what episode 211 is going to look like, and, you know, figuring out what all the characters are going to do and coming up with a new, fresh story, or you're punching jokes. So right now, I am punching a lot of jokes, and that means you go through the script, and the showrunners have told you what scenes they want you to focus on, and you look at a big monitor, and all the jokes are up on the screen. And as a group, you just kind of call out whatever joke you think is funny, and hopefully it makes it up onto the screen and maybe even into the show. All of these things that I do all day, you are with people. Like, I'm never alone all day. It's such a collaborative experience. So for, you know, 12 hours of every day, I'm staring at the same people's stupid faces. And you learn to love those people, and sometimes you hate them, but they're kind of like your weird new surrogate family.
Comedy, obviously, when you start out, doesn't pay too well. Does it get any better? Does the pay improve?
Yes. The pay in television, as a television writer, the pay can actually get almost obscene. I will say that. A staff writer on a network show, you make $3,600 a week, which is a lot of money. But I went for years as kind of like a struggling, just whether you're a stand-up comic or just kind of doing comedy live. I did sketch at the Upright Citizens Brigade in L.A., the UCB Theater. You know, so many of us, when you're just starting out, or when you're kind of in that period in your career where you haven't quite broken through, but you do it full time, it can be trying to pay the rent. Sometimes shows don't come back. Sometimes you're on a show that is canceled. there's a lot of instability in this business, which is why you kind of have to get paid pretty well when you're working. Because as soon as your job is done, you might never have a job again.